The Republican hoping to replace retiring Democrat Bill Owens to represent the 16,000-square-mile district visited a steel manufacturing company, an industrial park, and attended a Women in Business luncheon before rallying volunteers at her campaign offices in Plattsburgh. Her first stop was at Jeffords Steel, where she received the endorsement of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Eastern Region Executive Director Jeff O'Hara says they vetted all three candidates in the congressional race.
This is an important election. There's a lot of trouble facing businesses all around the country. We are endorsing candidates all around the country that we believe are going to be ones that are going to fight for an agenda that grow jobs, grow the economy, help businesses versus putting up headwinds in their face. In the whole broad range of issues that the U.S. Chamber works on, Elise Stefanik to us is clearly the most pro-business of the three candidates.
National Republican Congressional Committee Chair Oregon Representative Greg Walden joined the chamber in praising Stefanik.
I think it's really important for my party and for the country to have new, young, vibrant voices. She will become the youngest elected member of Congress, and she gets it. She knows how to get things done. We've put a lot of energy and effort into recruiting more women candidates. We need more women's voices in the Republican Party throughout the country. This is a referendum election. We can really grow jobs. We can get this country back on track.
Stefanik called the National Chamber the voice of business and said its endorsement reinforces her campaign's message.
I've prioritized reaching out to small businesses throughout the 21st District. It's been a hallmark of our campaign. So I think it's an example of we're leading on the economic issues on my message of creating jobs.
The Republican congressional candidate attended a regional Women in Business luncheon. She said it's part of her continuing outreach to economic leaders across the district.
I've focused on my message of economic growth, creating jobs. We need fundamental tax reform, throwing out the tax code and starting from scratch for a flatter, fairer, simpler tax code, regulatory reform, and health care. We need to make sure that we have a bipartisan replacement package for Obamacare to help lower costs so that businesses are able to grow and hire additional people.
A poll released Monday shows Stefanik leading her opponents by 18 points. She says it's a testament to a year and a half of work on the campaign.
I've run a positive campaign focused on an optimistic view of how we can get our country working again. When you have nothing to run on like my opponents do, you attack. And that's why I'm really excited about where our campaign is and our positive message.
A WWNY News 7 Siena College poll released Monday indicates that Republican Elise Stefanik is supported by 50% of the district's likely voters. Democrat Aaron Wolf polled at 32%, and Green Matt Funicello received 11%. I'm Pat Brantley, WAMC News.